Okay, good morning. Yeah.
Dude, you know, I just rewatched the first, not the first Ninja Turtle, but the first new one, the Michael Bay one.
Oh, you did?
That's pretty good, dude.
The newest of the next generation. Is that what you're
exactly,
saying?
Exactly. Yeah, right, okay, right. The CGI one. Yeah. Right. It's not bad. It wasn't bad. It was better. You know what? I think I watched it in the theater. And when I watch it in the theater, we always have a few drinks beforehand.
Yeah, of course.
I never remember anything. It was like watching a new movie the other day.
That's great. Yeah, you kind of in it. Look, I'll say the good thing is that the voice acting was great and the story was really good with the turtles, and it made the CGI able to get past it. But if anybody tells me that the CGI is better than the live action, I will punch you. I will punch you right in the face. All right?
About that first one, man.
It was amazing. Dark. It made it seem like they were real. Like it was the real as a child. It was like, oh my God, the Ninja Turtles are real. Look at it. That's real. Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
And so what it was. So.
Memory lane, Brock.
And also we weren't drinking when we saw the movie.
Yes,
you know, when
exactly.
we
right,
that's
right.
another
we remembered things.
A little catch there that we got going on. Anyway, it's 6:42. We gotta do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when you take your car, truck, SUV, whatever, to owner John Van Lanningham and his crew. They're going to get you taken care of back on the road safely right there at Advanced Import Repair.
It's getting better. It's not like you're struggling as much.
Yeah.
All right, Nate.
All right,
you're wheezing.
Well, Eddie Van Halen's final words have been released, and probably the sweetest way to go out. Eddie Van Halen's final words were, "I love you," to his wife, Janie, and his ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, their son, Wolfgang, and Ed's brother, Alex Van Halen. Valerie, in her forthcoming book, Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today, writes that Wolfgang called her from the hospital to say Ed's breathing has changed and that I have to get to the hospital ASAP. "I love you" are the last words Ed said to Wolfie and me, and they are the last words we say to him before he stops breathing. That's from her latest book.
Sad.
You know, but it is very sad.
It's sad, but I know.
If you're going out, though, I guess that would be nicer than saying something, you know, like, what? That didn't make sense. You know what I mean?
That happens a lot. People get ornery right before they die.
Yeah, for sure.
Some people do.
For sure. She adds that his death was like in slow motion, and after 20 minutes of silence, they started sharing stories. "Suddenly, all of us," this is again from her book, "suddenly all of us cracking up, we laugh, and it's so much better than crying." Valerie also reveals she spoke to Eddie just days before his death, and they cried together, saying, quote, "maybe next time, right? Maybe next time we'll get it right." They were married for 21 years before divorcing in 2002.
Jesus, Eddie cracked the Titanic music.
I know. It's it seems like they had some closure and everything, what everyone wanted in that. It's tragic that he passed way too young from cancer in 2020 at 65. Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am will be published on January 18th. And a side note, Eddie's second wife, Janie, had switched her Instagram account from public to private at this point. So I don't know if there's just she's getting inundated with interview requests or whatever, but she has made that private at this point. But.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to be talking to Wolfgang Van Halen here tomorrow, believe it or not. Set up an interview, and it's always interesting. I've had a few chances to sit in on some interviews with him and some open forum stuff, mm-hmm. and a super great guy, awesome, talented musician. But it's got to be tough, you know, being in the shadow of your father for so long and now striking out as a musician on your own. It's like, God, do people expect me to play like my dad? Which the guy can rip. The guy can rip pretty much any instrument imaginable, being, you know, Eddie Van Halen's son and Alex.
It's got to be a lot of pressure, too, though.
Oh, for sure.
I can imagine, you know, people looking at you like, come on.
Yeah.
You got the genes.
Do it. Yeah, so. But I'm excited to do that and excited to just learn more about him. But, all right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, January 6th, 1958, Gibson patented its Flying V electric guitar, probably the coolest electric guitar ever.
Flying V.
Yeah.
Him and Coach Bombay make that together?
You know what? Why ruin it? Why ruin something as cool as the flying V? Maybe. I don't know.
The flying V! No, that's pretty cool. That's actually Gibson's.
I've always...
How much do you think that's worth?
Like the original one? Yeah. Forget about it. I don't know. Nothing that I could afford. Some famous musicians who played the Flying V, including the guy we just talked about, Eddie Van Halen. He played it. Keith Richards. Tom Petty had a stint with the Flying V. Paul Stanley, James Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, Dave Mustaine. Probably the most famous, in my opinion, the black and white polka-dotted Flying V of Randy Rhoads. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goldberg played it.
I'm gonna punch you right in the face. You keep it up. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Thursday. We're going to be back with more. It's WIRX. More.